The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. We're going to talk about something that is very important to each and every one of us. Last month, the month of April, National Healthcare Decision Day, KHELD. Now, we're past that day, but this being Tuesday, May the 8th, but it is an important topic, and I've got two experts with us today. Missouri End of Life Coalition, we have Sarah Wilson from Hospice Compassus. Welcome, Sarah. And Dr. Steven Zweig, MU Healthcare Family Medicine. Thanks. It's a pleasure to have you on with
nice
us.
To see you.
National Healthcare Decision Day was in April. What day was it?
It was April 16th.
Oh, that was tax day.
Yeah, yes. Death and
so
taxes.
Two important things took place on that day. We're past it, but it's important to talk about. And many times, we don't do that. We don't talk about dying with our friends, with our family. What do you think that is?
Well, I think it's most of us are not don't want to think about our mortality. We like kind of rolling along, thinking things are going to go on as they are.
But they're not.
All the time.
At one point, we are going to die. And it's important to let our wishes be known as to how we want to die.
But that's right.
Dr. Zweig, you step in here now.
Sure. Well, you know, I think it's important for everybody to communicate what their wishes would be if they're not able to talk about them themselves. And sometimes people reach the end of their life when they have a condition that's not treatable and they're not going to get better. And they may not be able to communicate their opinion about what they would want in that circumstance. So it's important to have conversations with loved ones, with friends, with people around you, with your personal physician, so that they understand what your wishes would be. It's also important to, if you can, to document that in writing. And a written a set of thoughts and recommendations is called an advanced care directive or a living will.
So if we have a living will, and I was talking to you before we came on. I have a living will. I have the durable power of medical attorney. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I've got it put away in the safe deposit box. And you said,
no.
That's not where it should be. Why shouldn't it be in the safe deposit box?
Well, if there would be something that would happen to you and you couldn't communicate for yourself, you would want your physicians and your healthcare system to have access to that. And if it's in your safety deposit box, they will not. So it's really important.
But the person who has the durable power of attorney should have a copy of
but
it also.
But they may not be there at the time. And so they may not be able to identify themselves as the person who is a durable power of attorney. So, for example, you would want the, let's say you are a patient of the University of Missouri Health System. If you provided that document to your physician, that can be scanned into the electronic medical record. And at any point in time, if you would intersect with that health system, they would be able to access that.
Now, what happens if you were in a different state?
Well, that would be important for you to have a copy of it with you or with people who were traveling with you. There is a service that can enable you to actually put it online. And Sarah, maybe you know that. I can't tell you where. But still, people would have to know where to go online to access it.
But the important thing is that we do have a document.
Documents are helpful, not necessary, but helpful. To name a durable power of attorney for healthcare, that does require a document. And in the state of Missouri, that means that that person can speak as if they are you in a circumstance where you can't speak for yourself.
Can that person be overruled by family members?
Not legally. They can't. They are the representative of you. And they're not supposed to speak as if them talking, you know, about their opinion. That's why they have to be informed, so that they can speak as if they're you, as if they're representing you.
Okay.
And that requires that requires witnesses and a notary to name a durable power of attorney for healthcare. You don't need a lawyer for it, but you do. It does have to be notarized.
Sarah, what do you want to add to that?
Well, in addition to having that durable power of healthcare attorney and having the documents necessary, you want to make sure that you have those conversations.
Yes.
And that everybody involved, everybody who you rely upon, who may potentially have a stake in your healthcare decisions, whether they can legally make a decision for you or not, that everyone is well aware of what your wishes are. And so that at the time, when the time comes that someone would have to speak on your behalf, it helps for there to be consensus among the group.
Absolutely.
As the next step.
Yeah. We would much rather there be consensus, but that only happens if people talk with each other.
Right.
And so it might be good to have a little family meeting.
Absolutely.
With family or friends who are going to be involved in this, mm-hmm. and say, look, I have these documents and so-and-so is going to be responsible mm-hmm. for it. Mm-hmm. This is what I want.
Absolutely.
Right.
A good time to talk about those things is at family gatherings. Thanksgiving or Christmas are good times. It's difficult for families oftentimes to speak of such things, but that's when people tend to gather. And so it's a good time and an opportunity for people to talk about it.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Anything else that you want to add about this?
One thing I'd like to encourage people, if they'd like to go to our website, Missouri End of Life Coalition website, there's lots of resources for people there who are interested in learning more about how to formulate an advance directive or a living will.
Okay.
And they can go to mo-endoflife.org.
www.mo-endoflife.org.
Yes.
And they will find all of the information they need.
Yes.
Okay. And Dr. Zway?
Yeah, I was just going to say that only about half of the people in our country who are severely and critically ill have expressed any written opinion about their advanced care planning. And oftentimes, even when they do, their physicians don't know about it. So my recommendations would be talk with your family, record an advanced directive and a durable power of attorney for healthcare, and make sure that your physician has a copy of it.
Okay.
And if we do those three things, we'll be a long way ahead of getting into a situation where people don't know what to do, who are trying to do the best they can to take care of
okay.
you.
Okay. And it is. I mean, when you're going through end of life, it's a difficult, it's an emotional, it's a very trying time.
Yes.
And it's nice to have everyone know. Oh, and when my mother was dying, it was clear to all of us what she wanted, and that it made a difficult situation easier.
Right.
All right. The website, one more time?
mo-endoflife.org.
Okay. Sarah Wilson, thank you so much for coming by. And Dr. Stephen Zweig, it's a pleasure
thanks for having us.
Good to have both of you here. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow we're going to find out about Dancing with Missouri Stars. It's like a 180-degree difference what we're talking about today. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to watch this or listen to it again, KBIA.org. See you. Bye-bye.